Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A win for House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a budget blueprint meant to deliver on President Trump's agenda.
This is the first important step in opening up the reconciliation process. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it. And this was the first step in that process.
The bill includes $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and trillions in spending cuts as well. President Trump introducing a new way to become an American citizen, paying for it. Instead of a green card, it would be a gold card. The cost, $5 million. The first Trump administration cabinet meeting will happen today, and Elon Musk will be there to talk more about his Department of Government Efficiency. More than 21 computer engineers and project managers who worked with DOGE are resigning in protest, saying they disagree with the dismantling of critical government services. From the Vatican, Pope Francis is said to have had another quiet night in the hospital. This is ABC News.
Offered on ballot in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. March milk down 27 to 1872. April down 23 to 1841. May down 26 to 1854. And June down 27 at 1797. Cheese markets, barrels down 3/4 to 179 1/4. 40-pound blocks steady at 188. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 2.5 to 234.5. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2.5 to 120, 10 trades on the day, dry weigh steady at 53.5, and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved up mostly higher with higher box beef prices helping to support the markets, along with a sense of bullishness taking hold of the market due to the supportive cattle on feed report. Hog markets were mostly lower, so technical downturn continued as morning cutout values were lower, and the cash market did not offer any support for the market. February live cattle up 60 cents to 199.50. March feeder cattle up $1.92 to 274.22. April hogs down 82 cents to 86.57. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly lower with a risk-off type of trade due to a lack of fresh bullish news. Soybean futures were mixed in a two-sided type of action. Now, meal did lead the product complex higher, but the South American soybean harvest continues to move forward. Wheat markets mostly lower due to a risk-off type of trade. No fresh bullish news to support the market, and also warmer weather in the plains, which will allow that snow cover to melt, also pressuring prices. March corn down 2.75 to 479.75. New crop down 3/4 to 470. March beans up 2.25 to 1031.25. New crop down 3/4 to 1051. March wheat down 6.25 to 572.75. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. because you're busy farming and raising a family. So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 430, March 430, April 439, new crop 410. Cash beans 946, March 951, April 969, new crop 961. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 432 and three quarters, March 437 and three quarters, April 452 and a quarter, new crop at 420. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 453, April 456, new crop 421. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 424, new crop 420, cash beans 951, new crop 976. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 430, new crop 420, cash beans 946, new crop at 961. Red Wing Grains, March corn 452, April 463, May 465, new crop 431, cash beans 986, April 10 even, May 1002, new crop 993. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and March corn at 424, new crop 413, cash beans 955, new crop 979. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 196 to 219, Holstein fed cattle 164 to 188, market cows 103 to 143, bulls 147 to 172, calves 400 to 980, beef steers 175 to 410, Holstein steers 140 to 490, sheep markets ewes 105 and down, rams 230 and down, goat markets does 160 and down, bucks 390 and down. At Sombrota, finished beef steers 197 to 215, finished beef heifers 197 to 215, finished dairy steers 180 to 191.50, market cows 100 to 126, market bulls 140 to 186. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy!
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, clearing but breezy. 43 by Friday. Partly cloudy and windy with a high of 52. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Just $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new.
I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Yeah, I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
There's something about the way she's wearing her dress, a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Something about the way she's blushing, you can tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Colin Ray and I want you bad here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we do have a little bit of rain still in the region this morning. Temperatures in the 30s. The mild weather's going to continue. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to be talking with Paulie Paul. He's with Complete Management Consulting. Going to talk a little bit about improving dairy profitability. And we'll have that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. Had a chance to talk with Paulie at the Chippewa Valley Ag Conference last week. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Agricultural machinery manufacturers are very concerned about tariffs and retaliation. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Many segments of U.S. agriculture are concerned about the possibility of the Trump administration implementing tariffs and the possibility of reciprocal tariffs put in place by trade partners. Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, says a lot's going on in the industry.
Obviously, what the new administration brings in some excitement and brings in some opportunities and also brings in some challenges. And tariffs is certainly one of those where we have a disagreement with the administration. Previously, when we've talked about tariffs during the previous Trump administration and the tariffs that were on steel and aluminum, we came out pretty strong saying that this is not as simple as you might think. It's a tool that we can use to rein some challenges in. But steel and aluminum, I mean, it takes three things to make a tractor. It takes labor, transportation, and steel.
It's basic economics. When input prices go up, prices for the finished products go higher as well.
Steel prices go up by 30%. It just kind of goes without saying that the prices has a ripple effect. And it's not as simple as wanting to buy only U.S.-made steel. It's a global market. So those tariffs do have a ripple effect. We're paying really close attention to that. We're paying really close attention to all of the tariffs, you know, including those that are involved with Canada and Mexico, knowing that we are in a global supply market. And the amount of times that a piece of equipment or a piece of fertilizer or a piece of seed crosses the border before it ends up in the farmer's hands is pretty astounding. And so those tariffs do have an impact.
He says the association is trying to minimize the potential impact of the tariffs.
We're navigating that, trying to figure out how to best respond, but also to make sure that we are minimizing any impact that this is going to have on the farmers. Because at the end of the day, I do know the intent of the tools that are being exercised is to benefit the United States of America and to benefit farmers. So with an industry that's so heavily dependent on trade and with supply chain that's so heavily dependent on a global manufacturing, we just have to pay really close attention to it and making sure that there are no unintended consequences that have lingering effects.
While the administration has said tariffs are coming, so far no tariffs have actually been implemented just yet, giving countries time to do some negotiation with the United States. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
866-549-TERM. 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 That's 866-549-8376.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, clearing but breezy. 43 by Friday. Partly cloudy and windy with a high of 52. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Just $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night.
just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. I'm not sure where you came from, but I think my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
Thank you. a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. And your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Now I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. And your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Reba McIntyre, is there life out there here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report? On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. And we have temperatures in the 30s across the region, still some areas of rain as well in the region. Our ag weather forecast next hour. Dairy farmers coming up tomorrow at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Library. There will be a conference on automatic milking systems. This will begin at 10 o'clock at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Library in Eau Claire. This is a free conference. Dairy farmers, consultants, students, and service providers are all invited to attend. The event will feature presentations from the University of Wisconsin, University of Minnesota, and the University of California, Davis. It will focus on the profitability, labor efficiency, and herd health impacts of
automatic milking systems. Again, that starts tomorrow, 10 o'clock, at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Library in Eau Claire. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Tomorrow marks the beginning of USDA's 101st Agricultural Outlook Forum, themed Meeting Tomorrow's Challenges Today. This annual event gathers producers, processors, policymakers, and industry leaders to discuss the future of agriculture. And in fact, it's the largest farmer-focused event from the USDA. I'll have the Outlook's Outlook when we return. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The USDA's 101st Ag Outlook Forum starts tomorrow, February 27th, and runs through Friday at the Crystal City Gateway Marriott in Arlington, Virginia. As usual, the event will feature a range of notable speakers and sessions. USDA's chief economist Seth Myers will present the 2025 outlook for U.S. agricultural economy and trade, providing insights into commodity forecasts, farm income projections, and trade expectations. Regional experts will also present on their specialties, with Jeff Schmidt, president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, scheduled to deliver a plenary speech on the morning of February 27th. His remarks will focus on the macroeconomic outlook and monetary policy, particularly as they relate to the ag sector in the central part of the U.S. And then later on Thursday, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen is slated to discuss his vision for positioning Nebraska at the forefront of a, quote, bio-based economy, emphasizing practices that enhance the productivity of the state's ag resources. The forum will also include over 30 breakout sessions covering topics such as commodity and food price forecasts, global agricultural trade, climate change mitigation strategies, and advancements in biotech. These sessions aim to address current challenges and opportunities here inside the agricultural landscape. In conjunction with the forum, the USDA will also release its long-term agricultural projections, offering a 10-year outlook on supply and demand for major commodities, farm income, and trade expectations. These projections serve as a baseline for the ag planning and policy discussions in the years ahead. Farmers and traders will be watching for the USDA's first guess on expected acreage for this year's growing season, which will likely come out late on Friday. For those unable to attend the event in person, the USDA is providing a virtual platform to live stream all sessions. Now, there is no fee for virtual attendance. I'll be back with more after this.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
With the start of the 101st Ag Outlook Forum at the USDA tomorrow, industry experts will be watching for guidance on the year ahead.
Stay tuned to farmprogress.com as our policy editor, Josh Bathke, will be in Virginia for the event, and he'll be posting updates throughout. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Strapped on my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, do the best I can. But there's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
And that's too bad, she said. I can go to work until you find another job. I thought, I like the sound of that. Watch TV and take long naps. Go from a hard-working dad to being Mr. Mom. Well, papers melt in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. Chair been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Football, soccer, and ballet. Squeeze in scouts and PTA. And there's that shopping list she left that's 7 pages long. How much smoke can one stove make? The kids won't eat my charcoal cake. It's more than any man can take. Being Mr. Mom, well, paper's melted in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 16th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day. Before I fall in bed tonight, if the dog didn't eat the classifieds, I'm gonna look just one more time. 'Cause paper's melted in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 18th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long. Oh, been crazy all day long. And it's only Monday, Mr.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Woman,
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farm incomes decreased broadly across the 9th Federal Reserve District and likewise across all of America. That according to lenders responding to the fourth quarter ag credit survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Joe Mahan, a regional outreach director with the Federal Reserve Bank for Minneapolis's 9th District.
Those have been trending down for a couple of years now. At the same time, operating costs have maintained themselves at a relatively high level, so those margins have compressed for farmers in our region, and we know that the net effect of that has been pushing down incomes for agricultural producers in our region. In fact, 89% of the lenders that we surveyed in the fourth quarter of 2024 told us that farm incomes were down relative to a year earlier. And we do make these year-over-year comparisons to control for some of the seasonality that obviously happens in farm incomes.
Mahan said the district average cash rent for non-irrigated land decreased by almost 2% from a year ago, while irrigated land rents fell nearly 4%. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has approved a permit allowing a Pierce County dairy farm to expand from 1,700 cows to 6,500. On Friday, the DNR granted the Ridge Breeze Dairy approval for its nutrient management plan under the Wisconsin Pollutant Discharge Elimination System. Opponents of the farm said Ridge Breeze Dairy didn't have agreements to spread manure from all landowners listed on the nutrient management plan. But the DNR disagreed. With the permit approved, Ridge Breeze Dairy will now become the largest dairy farm operating in the seven-county region of Barron, Buffalo, Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix counties. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden has introduced a bill that would return the monthly allowance for milk for families using the WIC program to previous levels. In April of 2024, a rule was finalized that reduced the amount of milk that families could get using WIC. In a statement, Van Orden said milk provides critical nutrients for a child's development. Now, if approved, the maximum monthly allowance for milk would be returned to previous levels. A Wisconsin state legislator is proposing legislation giving farmers the right to repair their equipment. State Senator Brad Paff says farmers are currently prohibited from making repairs or having local shops do the work on tractors and combines that they purchase. He's seeking bipartisan sponsors for the bill. Paff says it would allow the owner of that farm equipment to be able to repair the farm equipment while also protecting the intellectual property of manufacturers. Attorney General Josh Call recently added the state of Wisconsin to a lawsuit against Deere & Company related to the right to repair. An indicator of farm financial health across the country, Chapter 12 bankruptcy provides farmers and ranchers with increased flexibility for paying off debt and is used when all other options have been exhausted. American Farm Bureau's Market Intel reports have long followed annual filings of Chapter 12 farm bankruptcy through good and bad years for the farm economy. Unfortunately, as we look ahead to another year of declining farm receipts, particularly in the crop markets, we can look back to 2024 and see the impacts of that drop in incomes and the increases of numbers of farms filing for Chapter 12. The U.S. courts report that 216 farm bankruptcies were filed in 2024. That was up 55% from 2023. That is still, however, 64% lower than the all-time high of 599 filings in 2019. U.S. President Donald Trump says tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports are still going forward, despite efforts by both countries to boost border security and halt fentanyl ahead of the March 4th deadline. During a joint press conference with French President Emmanuel Macron, he told reporters the tariffs are going forward on time, on schedule. Reuters says many were hopeful the top two U.S. trade partners could persuade the administration to hold off on the tariffs that would apply to over $918 billion worth of U.S. imports from the two countries. During the press conference, Trump didn't specifically mention the March 4th deadline, but later restated his desire for reciprocal tariffs to match the duty rates and offset the trade barriers of all countries. The Associated Press says the president claims that the taxes on imports would generate revenues to help reduce the budget deficit and new jobs for workers. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, clearing but breezy. 43 by Friday. Partly cloudy and windy with a high of 52. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Just $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sound of the America.